Last Mishnah of the Perek. Rav Lezer ben Chasma Chisma Oimer. Kinin upischei nido, hein hein gufe alochos. Kinin, which are the halachas of the kan's nest, the words that's used in Chazal to refer to the two sets of birds, the sets of birds that a woman hayoledes brings, korban yoledes. There's a mesechtes kinin, a couple of prokin, a three prokin, mesechtes kinin. There's no gemara on that mesechta, but there are gemaras in other mesechtes about the mishnayos and kinin. And they specialize in complication and sveikis. Kinin. Almost all of the Mishnayos and all the Gemaras are talking about kinin. We're talking about confusions of what happens in the different forms of possibilities, which can get very, very mixed. First of all, the kin is made out of two types of birds. I mean, two types of korban, an oila and a chatas. And also, there's a possibility that can be the basic choiva, which is one oila and one chatas, plus any nedavas, which are all oilas. And they can be brought in two forms. One is that when the birds are bought, they're bought. This one is bought for an oiler and this one is bought for a chatas. That's called mufurashes. Or it can be bought stumos, which means that you buy a set. And then you deliver the set to the koyin. And the koyin, when he does the avoido, makes one an oiler and a chatas. So that's the basic setup. Now, there's room for a lot of confusion if things get mixed up. Let's say one person had one oila and one chatas. They got confused. They didn't know which one is now is the oila and the chatas. Or he had two sets. One person had one oila, one chatas. The other one had stumas, which wasn't clarified, and the two sets got mixed up. And it goes on and on like that. And it can get very, very complex sveikos of all the different factors. And what do you do? Machmasofik. That's what it is. Okay, so that's what it is. So what's what you want about kinin? Kinin, there are gufei halachos. What's the second? The second of the group, the second of the first half of the Mishnah, is pischei nida. Pischei nida is a similar type of concept, but in reference to Pesach. Pesach is when the starting of the process of the month starts, and there are possibilities of the Yimei Nidus and Yimei Zivos, and there are confusions of the Yimei Zivos and the Yimei Nidus. If it gets confused, you can come into very, very complicated sveikos. Those Gemaras are also completely dealing with sveikos and confusions of what happens when somebody gets Cheshbon is messed up, and it's mainly Negea, not Ladino, it's Negea the Tefillah and the Omer that Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvahi, and therefore you have to be very exact, knowing you can't just be Machab, you have to know all the possibilities of when is the right time. And if I remember correctly, there can get extremely complicated to the possibilities, and you get up to, I don't remember exactly, but it's in the neighborhood of 80, 90 different possibilities that you can take into account. 91, if I'm not mistaken. 95, something like that. When it gets,
of what possibilities?
All of the different cheshbonis, which you have to be cautious for, so you may have to make 95 different tefillos.
95 different tefillos?
Yeah.
Every month.
No.
Oh, just once.
Yeah.
Then it would start over.
You can't make 95. Each one is a day. You can't make
95.
You can't make 95 in a month. So
that's
you
right.
Can do that.
Right,
It's a little, it's a little complicated, very complicated. There are all kinds of different cheshbonos involved there. But basically, there is a certain side of Shelby here of complications because of different factors that are being involved and confusion between them. And now, what do I do? Mach myself. Okay.
That's why it shows these.
I don't know. We're just learning. We want to know what the facts are, and then we'll talk about the problems. We didn't get to the concepts yet, so not the answers. So let's just, just further, maybe somebody didn't know what kinim are, what pesachinida are. So that's what kinim are, that's what pesachinida are. Okay. So what does Rabbi Elazar ben Chasson have to tell us about that? That everybody knows, right? I mean, everybody knows. Right? Not everybody knows what kinim pesachinida are. Just in case there's somebody didn't know, so I explained it.
Just in case.
Just in case. Okay.
The other guy.
Yeah. So Rav Elazar ben Chisma felt it very important that we should know that hein hein gufei halachas. These two examples, kinin and pesachei nida, that's it. You hit the nail on the head. That's gufei halachas. Okay. That's the first group. Now we have a second group. As compared to, as opposed to, tkufois, gematiois, that they are parpavois l'chochma. Tkufois, that's clearer. Tkufois is the cheshbonos of a calendar, seasons, calendar, which in that it says, the Klaisel was given by Arsinai the Soid of the calendar, which includes the understanding of astronomy, very advanced mathematical combinations, and the capability of figuring out to fractions of a second over thousands of years. There is no other system that has come close. None of the other calendar systems have come close to these old-fashioned, right, back from the Klaisel's calendar. The exactness and the we have a special lima to know that there is a mitzvah for those who are capable of it, of making these cheshbonos and be able to produce the calendar and to know how to run the calendar so that it should work al pi the system that the Torah set up. What? Is it a mitzvah now too? Yeah, you can go ahead.
You have the open cell.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah to cheshbon, to know how to cheshbon and to cheshbon.
But
understand how understood
what he was
doing. Yeah. So, right. Gimatiois. I have two understandings. The simple understanding that most people use is what people call gimatiois, which is like you have in Chazal, Redu. There's a remnant for 210 years. The remnant that he bezois. Is 410. Bezois is 410. The years of the first base of Mikdash. That the numbers of the letters of the Torah and the cheshbonos of them, all the different forms, is a parpareis.
Codes.
What?
The codes.
No.
Don't even make up the parpareis.
What? Well,
don't make up the parpareis.
This is explained.
I don't know. Paraphim?
No. Not reliable.
No.
Not reliable. There may be something to it, but there may be very big danger pitfalls when people playing around with that they're not geared. The Torah was not given to be worked out on a computer. And honestly, it could be very, very dangerous. what does the mission tell you? What is it? What is it exactly that Rabbi Elazar ben Tisa wants to teach us here? You know?
Jumps off the page. What?
It's clear. That's clear.
What we start with right now?
I was thinking of doing that actually. Because it wasn't really that clear, and the Rishayim really don't help all that much. It's a little bit.
It's a lesson in zoology, and
but this is a mission, it could be us.
It's not how to get a BA degree. I don't know. I guess I don't have a shot.
Right, or the kashis, right? When you don't know pshat, to not know pshat in this mission doesn't take very much strength, you know, anybody can do it. But b'chol even, that's our klal, that when you don't know, try to ask more kashis.
Okay, so one kashis is why Reisha says these are the ones.
Of all of the halachas in the Torah, there are an awful lot of halachas in the Torah. There are many, many subjects. There's plenty of complicated. There's even halachas. You know, if we would want to take out something, ask anybody. Hilchos Tzvikus, weird. You're a dayah. Spos v'chos, teruvos, teruvos. I mean, that's clear. Clearly, teruvos. Spos
v'chos,
teruvos.
What?
Spos
v'chos, teruvos.
No, you don't have the number also Tzvikus that you have over here, but the complications are different factors. There are many more factors involved. Hilchos Tzvikus, I mean, that's like, you know, that's teruvos. Everybody knows that. But who's interested in Tzvikus? I mean,
that's
what exactly?
Because everybody knows that.
What?
Everybody knows
that. So, all right.
It would be a Kiddush.
So what's the Mishnah telling us? So what? Therefore what? Is it something good to be Tzvikus? Is that the issue with Klal? I mean, what? It happens to be that both of the subjects relate to a yoledes in the process of birth. Nida, yoledes, it's all a process of birth. That's interesting. So, yeah, therefore, what? What is it? What do you want to tell me?
Birth. Maybe. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say. Maybe these are areas where you would be careless.
Careless?
Yeah, you wouldn't think you'd have to be so careful.
But most people make it to the hospital.
Huh?
Most people make it to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm no gay. Forget about it. Okay, try somebody else. Well, maybe you would think that the significance of the complications not so great is what I mean by careless.
That's it.
I don't know, whatever, so I don't know, I've confused the birds up in the end, big deal. I wouldn't think that. I would think that it's really important that these birds do what they're supposed to do. You know, I give them to the Kohen and whatever, he'll take care of it. It doesn't. But really, each prot counts. It's not, you can't just float around.
You may have to end up 95 different sets of birds. You know? Just a lot of money. No, birds can't get up to 95. To the Pesachim, it's a lot of tweeters. It's good. Yeah, ask your wife if she wants to look at that.
What's papyrus?
There's a few questions that maybe will help us clarify. I would like to know. What is Gufei Halachas, by the way? Halachas, you've heard that. Gufei
Torah. Central.
Merkazi. Gufei Halachas and Merkazi.
No, it's missed from the Gufo.
Gufei Halachas means Halachas. Gufei Halachas.
The Gufo, the bird, and the Gufo, the woman. Not the kind of thing you can do with the shliach. You gotta do it yourself.
Gufei halachos, not gufei. Not gufei. It's got a yud there, not a y. Parparois, what are they?
Butterflies.
No. You have a bracha. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The paparos means dessert.
Prepare
a four spice.
Either way, we don't know pshat.
What? Is it dessert or four spice? One thing is clear.
Well, what's it have to do? What does it have to do with women?
Appetizers.
Oh, like, I guess one is the ikar halacha to yisrael. So one is that I just give like more of a good taste. You know what I'm saying? Like a dessert that comes after the meal. Well, these things, gematria, you know what I'm saying?
So maybe I'll just, it's just like, all right, I'll sell nice to them. I'll say a little. A little clear. This is probably what you mean to say. We learned in the Mishnah before, right? We learned the Mishnah about kemach and kemach and toyer, and we learned the concept. We found it in the past couple of Mishnahs, such a concept. But just like a man needs bread for his goof, there's also bread for the nefesh. Right? And the toyer can be his nimshel halecha. Kemach, we spoke about that, I think, I don't remember. The whole oifin, the marshal of Suda that we have over here, would be telling us that the main course, meaning the place, what you mean to say is that the main nutritional value, the main toelis that's necessary, that you're going to get from kinei pispanida, and the round-offs, that completes the picture, that gives you the extra incentive in the beginning, if it's proper oise, meaning the appetizer, or to give you the completion, the sweet, leave you with a sweet, all the different ways of additions, any understanding of additions, to round off, to clear, to mashlim the picture, that's proper oise. So what we're getting here clearly is that there's an ikar and a tofel. That's clear that we're talking about trying to relate these two as Iker and Tuffel. Now, so then the major question is, where do they meet? Right? If I have a bowl of cereal with milk, Hilchos Brachos, so now, since they're one dish, that's where they meet. And I have now one question, is there one bracha there, which bracha do you make? Which one's the Iker, which is Tofel? No Iker and Tofel, make two brachas. Okay, I hear. Right. We can't talk about Iker and Tofel about something that on two different planets. They have to meet somewhere. There has to be, they're in some type of a system, like a meal. And we say, well, this is the main part of the meal, this is secondary, this is additions. Right? Where do Pischei Nida and Gematrius meet?
Calculations.
First, you have to understand the basic structure of war halachas, the basic details of halachas. Then these things, there are every halacha also deeper than minus. But the simple shat in all the halachas, you have to know the basic formulation. And then, once you got that straight set, you can go into the tekufas, gematrios that are connected to every halacha. Because every halacha has
every halacha has gematrios.
Tekufas
is an exact subject.
Well, gematrios, what's a gematrios?
Every halacha has gematrios.
Something that is something hidden in
there. There may be gematrios for shoshan al gesapara. There may be. But that's not the subject.
That's not the tough one or something.
No.
Giving birth, you mentioned before.
Yeah. Is there something between giving birth and the matches?
Sure, the plugger, how that works, it's an astronomer. It has to do with the moon.
First of all, it's connected to Chachma here. What did the Chachma thing have to do with it?
What's
the Chachma? That these things are whatever. Here he uses the word condiments. The Chachma. So we didn't get Chachma in this thing at all. We didn't discuss Chachma at all. It must have something to do with the concept here.
Oh, good. Gufi halachas.
So I'm going to at least have something to hold on to.
Okay. So that's a good point. So we hear that the connection between halachas, connection between this set of kini, Pischei Nida, and Gufis and Hamatiyoy, is the relation between halachas and Chachma. Okay. I'm telling you, when you say Ikir, we call it goofy halachas. We want to talk about tof also, we see a proper word is luchoch, meaning that ikar of chochma is the goofy halachas. Is that enough kashas? Were you satisfied with kashas? No.
What about the seal? What about the fact that a woman, a woman, when she does, we don't know when it's going to be. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Could be astrology, not astronomy. And the calendar, we do know, because the calendar said. Yeah. So therefore you have to have a calendar. What? That's right. To figure out what's happening with
the woman.
The woman. And every person has to have a date that they're born.
What? So you can put it into that time?
What?
So you can have birthday party? What do you mean?
There's no shverer suya than women.
Don't know the day that you're going to be born, the day that you die. But you have to have a calendar to tell you when it's all happening. Otherwise, how are you going to figure out the one without a calendar? You know what you meant to say is, I thought you were saying it, yeah. You got close. So you made up to a right turn somewhere. Not sure where you ended up. But what you meant to say is, yeah, I'll throw you out another rule. It's a very, very helpful rule. If you don't know, it's not clear to you what the point is that's being made. You don't directly see what the point is being made, then look for what's the point that's being excluded. I'm trying to tell you this, every this is telling you not that, because every this is not it. So usually the first approach is trying to find, well, what is it, what is the this that you're telling me? Right? If I don't know, okay, I didn't. I read the minute, read all the words, asked questions, I still don't know what he wants. Right? So look for what it is that he's coming to tell you. What is he coming to exclude? And usually when you're dealing with a comparison or any type of a relationship, a statement of relationship, and generally you can assume, so always the first try should be that there's reason to believe the opposite of what he's saying. So before starting to understand what it is that he's saying, go delve into why the opposite of what he's saying would be the assumption, and that you need the Tana to come along and tell you, no, it's not that way, it's this way. Right? That's probably what you meant to say. Right? What is that Binyamin said over here is that we have to first see if he's coming to tell us that Pischei Nido and Kinin are gufi alochis, as opposed to gufi, gufois gematiois, then it must be that there's a first approach, there's a muskul rishon that we should have assumed the opposite. And that's why we need the Tanya to clarify to us, no. Although you wouldn't have thought this way, this the way it is. So let's try that approach, because that works. That's a good approach.
I might have thought that
were more Ike. Okay.
Maybe it's coming to exclude Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Teruvos and everything else and from this set and other things from Parparot
B'chachim. Isn't that possible? You can check that one out too. That's a good second. These things are approaches that a person, these are unexact sciences. Right? These are not, you can't know before you start what's going to work. You have to try. So let's try. So let's try Binyamin's route first. Binyamin's route is a nice route. Binyamin says that it seems, from the reading of the Mishnah, we get the impression that somebody would have made a mistake. He thought, we'll accept Ikar and Tuffel. Is that acceptable? Right, we'll accept that, right? just for quicker words to use, we'll say that the definition over here is a relationship of chokhmah. Right? The Mishnah is telling us that there's an ikir in Piskei Nida and Kinim, and a fukigi tkufas gematrios, which are some sort of tofel. And we're coming to understand that you would have thought maybe not that way. Once we start thinking along those lines, so it's very, very clear to us immediately what the maila of tkufas and gematrios are. The tkufas and gematrios. Maybe I'll just add another thing that the grower learns. Not everybody learns gematrios means just the whatever they call it.
Miracle.
No, there's another word that is for gematrios in English. Gematrios. Something.
Numerology.
Right. Anyway, the numerical value of letters and the cheshbonos that are involved are one aspect of mathematics, right, that get involved. The Maisa, the Goyim learns that gematrios include many different related chokhmas like geometry and cheshbonos lemineihem. I would like to throw out, I think is what Binyamin intended, the possibility that tkufos and gematrios have the mile of being exact. Their quality, we hear it in tkufos very, very nicely. And for those who are not speaking in Sheva Brachos, that real gematria is supposed to be exact. With the kohen, without the kohen, yeah. With the brother-in-law, you know. And the flowers, without the flowers. It depends, but real the exact match is the Rebbe's. The exact match, especially when something that on the surface you don't see the match, but the numerical value is giving you the exact match, is telling you that something that was less clear and exact, the relationship wasn't clear and exact. Through the gematrias, I'm giving you an indication of a exact match, of a exact relationship. Tkufos are unquestionably. Value was twofold. Number one, what we mentioned before, they had the exactness of the calendar. They were able to process the calendar to an exactness, fractions of seconds over thousands of years. And two, that the tkufos, the exact meaning of tkufos is not calendar but seasons. Right? The beauty of the Jewish calendar is that the world functions on two cycles, which are known as lunar and solar. Right? And in the simplicity of things, they don't jive, which means that the world should go out of cahoots after a while. Because if you have two systems working that don't simply fall into harmony, then something should fall out of place once in a while. And therefore, certain other societies that didn't have the capability of bringing everything all together, right, said, okay, we'll just go like the Arabs, just with the lunar, right, or the Georgian, just with the solar. The only calendar that harmonizes all of the systems of the world into one unity and enables the lunar and the solar to combine in an exactness of seconds over thousands of years, right, that's the capability of tkufos. That's the understanding of this chokhmah of understanding the soid of the achdus that exists between things that don't always appear in harmony. Well, now we're starting to hear a big havamina. That's choshev hajab. That's very choshev hajab. Tkufos, you can translate and conceptually as the capability of harmonizing in an exact form that seems to be totally out of. A year should be a year, right? No, it's 354 days or 365 days. Take your choice. Plus for hours and minutes and seconds. If it was one creator, right, so everything should jive. So to make up your mind, how long is a year? So why is a year 365 days and 354 days? So without the system of Tkufos, the world doesn't see the harmony in the actus of the world, was not seen. It seems that the world is working with just a lot of things came together. There was a sun, there was also a moon, and they don't relate. So you can take a sun god or a moon god, or, you know, different ways of doing things. The basic concept of showing how that appears on the surface to be out of goals, right, harmonizes to the fraction of a second. Harmonizes exactly the deal over the macro. Over the macro. And that only a system, you can't just go with the here and now, because in the here and now it doesn't work. The place where it works, where it all comes together, is only in the total picture. And the whole total picture, all of this complexion to bring together in one harmony is only if it started off at one point. That's the only way you can push it. We're talking about big things here. It's not part of the sake. Right? You can hear the mitzvah noira that's involved in tekufas. Because there's one aspect of directly being megali yehuda in the world, of bringing the world together. Here you bring the two, one of the major koichas, early avodah zarah made this split, solar and lunar. Bring it all together. Achdus. That's big stuff. Big stuff. Okay, we hear the big stuff. Gematrios. Gematrios are, we can say, the most commonly known and strongest expression of the concept of remes. Remes is the capability of when on the surface I say Zois, Zois Yova Aaron Elokoidish. I'm referring to the things that he needs to bring. And I can be Miramis because of the numerical value of that word, a related but distant, a separate subject, how long the Beis Hamikdash that he's going into that we're talking about, even though he went into the Mishkan after Beis Hamikdash. First Beis Hamikdash, 410 years. The concept of remes, b'kitzer, is that the world has another two. There's another two in the world. Pnimius and Chitzonius. Surface and inner. Pshat and Soid. And the gateway, the Goyim says initially, to Soid. The capability of getting looking through the keyhole, the shah of getting through the surface and entering into the inner world is remes. Remes tells you, the Goyim says, it's like a person hears somebody from a distance telling him to come close. So you don't hear exactly what he's saying. They're saying you better go, there's something to hear there. When somebody sees the word bezois, how long is the basic English going to be kaim, doesn't know anything about it, that's not talking about that in the chat. But with the capability of the koyach of bimachir, it gives us a capability of being megale, that one second there's a 410 here, 410 what? Doesn't tell you what. It's a remes. It's remes is only telling you there's something here. And that takes the main koyach of bimachir, contrary to popular opinion. It's not knowing how to make the mathematics, if you're buying this, and any computer can. It's knowing, and there's a darkly hatayr, which most people who make matches don't know anything about. And knowing what you put to what. So you got 410. Who tells you that's talking about the base of Migdash? That's the soid of Gematria. To be able to take a word, bezois, yovah aaron al kodesh, cheshmer out 410, and know that it's talking about how long the base of Migdash is going to hold. That's a whole world. That's a whole world called remes. To the most part, we don't have it. Shayach to the Bali Yisoy. Because remes is the Pesach, the Shara to the Bali Yisoy. And you have to Yisoy, Hashem L'Reyot, was given the capability of understanding these remozim and knowing which way it's telling you to go. So remes is just telling you, watch it, there's something important here. So, there are idiots who've turned it into a game. Any jerk, right? Crazy. What do you think this is? Anybody can, you take the chosin's name and the name of the hall that he was got married in, and the kind of flowers that they used, and you'll see it comes out bull, right? They're just like the shver, okay, something, right? And that proves it's a good shidduch. That's not. I don't say that you shouldn't do that in Sherev Brachos. Maybe it's allowed. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But let's say it is. Right? It has absolutely nothing to do with this mishnah. That's nobody has to tell you that's not paparoy. That's paparoy. It's the Sherev Brachos. It has nothing to do with chokhmah. Right? The chokhmah that's involved in gematrias is the capability of hearing the remes that deals with the numerical value of letters, which is a whole inner value of letters. Letters simply don't talk numbers. They talk letters, they talk words. And here's a new concept. No, letters talk letters. No, they also talk words, numbers. But the main thing is there's a chokhmah there. There are certainly these two tremendous koyfos that have been cited over here. To kufos and gematrios, you can understand where there's a very big avenue, there is a very big ikrim and chokhmah. And the other two,
where's
Kabbalah calling from? I'm talking about that. We're talking about Remes. Okay? Yeah, this is
all. We're talking about Remes. Gematrius is Remes. So
the person has a Remes, it's
supposed to be somebody
else? Is he supposed to be a Remes? He says only,
could it go for me? The Remes is only
for Bali Soid. That the Remes will, those who have Soid, the Remes will bring him into the Soid.
So like me.
Yeah, well, you get out, so you don't worry.
So why about it. Why am I knowing what the resistance is? Why would these things know to us?
No, that there are certain things that we were taught.
These certain Muslim.
That we're in the scholar.
For a certain purpose, I mean.
Yeah, one of the reasons is just that you should know that there is such a system.
Concept.
Right. Most of the Gematria says, Yam Chazal talk about things that were historically already passed. Redu. Right, mm-hmm. 210 years. The Remus was 210 years. Right. Before that happened, that was a remes, it was a big soy. Right. After it happened, it loses to a certain degree the quality of soy.
Right. You see that? Yeah. It might suffice to have my own inside remes and soy for me. You should be gallus for me. That's something you do.
Don't play those games.
What?
Because if we.
I'm saying if a person would come up with.
If you don't have the. You'd be making up with the right thing, you're making up with terribly wrong things.
A person's all not Madrigal.
Yeah, it's not just Madrigal, you have to have kabbalas. It's a chokhmah. It's like a person's going to make up his own rules of mathematics. Yeah. You're not going to get the right place. Just like Drash, we don't know even Drash, which is much lower level than Remes. Drash, how to Drash from Sukh, we don't know that either. Right. Like Remes, we certainly don't know.
Right.
It's not a game. So, we certainly can hear Binyamin's point that there is certain room to think the reverse. And that's one half, because we can see the Hashivas of these particular two different things. Right? And we can also certainly hear from the first readings that there's something not so particularly important. We could have thought Chas v'Shalom, we could have made a mistake that Kinyan and Pisvei Nida are very secondary subjects for two reasons. Number one, they're really out there in left field. If you want to take it, right, if you want to take a Masechta, they say talking about something out in left field. So there's usually two choices that usually come up are either Uksin or Kinyan. Right? That's like, you know, first of all, it's not Megillah Halacha nowadays, Bechlal, right? Because you need a basic Mikdash for that. Hilchos of the Mashicha, there's no Gemara on it. And it's not L'chayra dealing with knowing new concepts of reality. It's whole thing, if everything went right, the basic idea of Kinyan is very, very straightforward. It's not that much more in it. Right, on the surface, right? Then what a child learns when he learns the Chumash and the Mishnayos of Kinyan and Cheder. It's very straightforward. You see your letters and yes, you bring two birds. One's a Chatas, one's an Oiler. Finish. That's it. there are many, many halachas that are much more, you know, the halachas of get. Much more complicated, the halachas of nishbot. Tremendously detailed dinim. Here, the dinim of the halacha itself in a straightforward form, they're very straightforward, they're no big deal. The complications over here is because somebody was careless. Somebody messed up and flopped it. Things didn't go right. Highly unexact. So he was totally careless until he confused two totally systems. Oilu chatos on pischi nida, yimei ziv, yimei nida. And now that they messed it up, what do you do with this messed up person? They're all confused. Things have flown apart. Right? And there's no way of knowing. There's no blood test. You know? There's no way of knowing. And now all that was done is the understanding of now that we're messed up, how really messed up are we? What are all the ramifications? You can go down the months. Right? And therefore, here you have a problem, there you have a problem, here you have a problem, that'll bring to another problem, therefore another problem, another complication, another complication, another question, you get up to 95 problems. Right. So we would think that this is like, okay, b'di'evit. Right. If a person gets messed up, so you gotta know what to do about that too. But mainline Torah should be understanding the reality of the solar system, understanding the reality of or other halachas. Where things are, knowing that this is the way it is and that's not the way it isn't. That seems much more eager than the concept here of sorting out these unsortable sveikas and what to do to avoid, to repair the damage of the carelessness of the person who let these things get into this totally irreparable position.
We also think that these things were not very representative because they're Kohanim and women. I mean, they're like very local.
Yeah, it just seems to be a prat off. That's why I said the person left here somewhere. And number two, it's fakers of, it's very video. It's something that when things went wrong, totally wrong, things are totally out of whack, it's totally unexact, it's all fakers, it's all confusion, right? What are the confusion? Okay, you know what, I think he did it. Right? We got it. Now at least, right, we can clearly hear that Reb Lezer ben Chasma has a very important lesson to teach us. We're left with only one problem.
Clauses are wrong.
What?
Switch some clauses.
If we turn it on the other way, it would be better. Right? But this way, what is it that he's telling us? So,
exact
sciences aren't so hot.
Seven
different
exact
sciences. Sevens and eights. If we had eights,
it would be a person's purpose. I mean, a person might think that where he's supposed to use this chokhmah is over in that other area in the hedge bonus and everything. That's bigger what it's for. That's where it seems like, yeah, that's great, that's important, that's significant, and that's the big enticement. We're learning just the opposite. It's not what it's for. It's for the Torah. And the other stuff is only an adjunct to it, even though on the face of it, it looks like the opposite. He's telling us this, so we should know he's dafka, not that way.
So this lemaisa, just if I understood you correctly.
It will come out right at the end, I'll say, yeah, it was right.
Is just the completion of the parak, which that's the reason why it's the last Mishnah, probably. So to complete, to bring out, right, a lot of the lessons that we learned throughout this parak are bringing out to a fruition, he brought out the two concepts that could have been confused this way. Put them there one against the other straight and said, aha, you see, you thought this way, this way. Right? Right? And I get it clear. Right? So he brought it to the point. He brought it, right. What does he say? Same concept, the basic idea.
God, what should I do first for you?
Yeah. What's it all about? Right? Bottom line, right? We talked about Eidem Azeh, well, talked about the relationship between Ma'is and Chochma. We talked the relationship. Right? Take Kimat every Mishnah that we learned in the last few months. Yeah. You can go back to Shus Nisuna. You can go back to Kol Tzofo, Shus Nisuna. It's all inclusive here. This is the Chazor of all that. The basic concept is as follows. If the purpose of Chochmah was to bring a person to understanding of the reality that's in front of us, like it is in Chochmah's Mitzainius, then unquestionably Kufois and Gematriois would be way above. It would be much Ikriya Chochmah. I mean, we can certainly see, and it exists, whole universities for Tkufos, right? But there's never going to be a university open for Kiskeminin. It's not. There may be some discussion. What happens when things all go wrong, right? That's a very secondary question. The basic message that we've been learning, a system that we learned last week in a certain clarity also, the relationship between Ma'isa and Chochmah, the dualism in both directions, here, it's brought to a certain clarity here. The purpose of Torah, the Gufei Halachos, what's Halachos? It's a very strange word, Halacha. What is Halacha? The word Halacha is from Lashon Hoylech. Hoylech means that derech, Torah in general is called derech. Torah is moir derech. Halacha is practically walk on the derech. Let's go, the maisa, move. Right? But what does it mean? It means the capability of practically enabling a person to walk between Olam Hazeh and end up in Olam Haba. Using Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, that's halacha. The capability of Gufi Halachas, the kind of concept of Gufi Halachas, is emphasized by bringing Dafka, these type of concepts here, are emphasizing the place where the capability of walking, of continuing, of arriving at the goal, even though things seem to have gone off course completely, is the concept of halacha. Halacha is the capability. Olam Hazeh does not seem to be heading to Olam Haba. Not only does it seem to be heading, it seems to be heading in the opposite direction. So it seems that the Baruch Shem really didn't do such a good job in creating such, you know, if you wanted to make a derech to get to Olam Haba, you would think that you make a little better one. Okay? That's even you talking about that. Right? Could have done a better job than this. I mean, Olam Hazeh, right? To bring to Olam Haba, it seems there could have been a better way of doing things. The most basic concept of the system of the world that we're meant to deal with is a world that specializes in number one, confusion. This is a world of confusion. The unbelievable levels of confusion that this world is capable of producing is mind-boggling, and they come up with new ones every day. Number one is confusion. Number two is that the capability of Olam Hazeh, enabling of Bechira and bringing out Olam Haba for Olam Hazeh, it had inclusive in it the possibility that things will go wrong. Halacha is the guiding light that enables us to walk down the path of confusion, inclusive of the capability that things may go wrong, and still end up in Olam Haba. That's the basic concept of the totality of what we've been learning over a long time from now. We can go back to Kol Tzofer, the first Masunah. The Avadai, the Bnei Yisrael gave Bechir, and that enabled the capabilities of things going wrong. Aval Kol Tzofer, he didn't let things get out of hand. Their confusion is limited. At a certain degree where things can go wrong. And there is always contingent in the Mahalach of Olam Hazeh itself, with the Torah giving us the Gan Yomayim, the way that Lemrot, whatever will be, even all of the Kol Tzofer, including the Chet of all the Chetoyim, via the Rishus Nasuna, still we will attain the achieved Tachlis Olam. Tkufos and Gematiyos are Papavos L'Chochmah. They're additions, they're foreshadows, they're appetizers. The exactness of the world and the capability of bringing out the unification of the solar and lunar system, the capability of the remes, the capability of opening up hidden worlds that exist in Torah, which are tremendous, tremendous qualities, as we talked about before, are secondary, are put on the side, are miniaturized against the greatest of all secrets of the Torah. The possibility of bringing together lunar and solar, great. The possibility of opening the doorway to the hidden inner worlds of things, extremely important, wonderful. He wasn't coming to put down these things. And that's not what the mission is teaching us. The mission is teaching us a halacha, even in things that seem to be distant, confused, and product of error. The fact that it's gufei halacha, the fact that it's halachas that are telling you darkei Torah, telling you halacha l'maaseh, what do you do? That has in it something which is the ikir of the Suda. The Suda is given for a person for nutrition. Olam Hazeh is given for a person to attain Olam Haba. That gives us, right, the biggest secret of all, the biggest chiddush of all, is the capability of walking through the world of confusion and error and coming out on top, and coming out with the tachlis of the Bnei Yisrael wanted. The chiddush of all chiddushim, the yichud of all yichudim, is that derech Olam Hazeh gufo, with all of its mahalchei, sivuvim rabim, that seem to be looking at going in opposite directions, they themselves will bring out the tachlis. The Torah was given to us, the halacha was given to us, to show us this secret of all secrets, that every child, without even understanding what its importance is and what significance there is in these particular halachas, Torah didn't wait for the nishma. The Torah said that I'll give you everything, the secrets of all secrets in Nasa. You'll get it all in Nasa. All of the keys to get from Olam Hazeh and turn it into Olam Haba, we can give you in the Nas. And the Nas itself will bring you to the Mishnah. So the Maisa, this Mishnah is simply a very fitting seum of a lot of the concepts that we've been learning throughout the Mishnayos of the whole Perek. And it's giving us, in a very strongly worded statement, in a very amazingly clear contrast, that something that lulei an understanding of what gufei halachas is would definitely not be that way. It would be definitely the other way around. Only, Benjamin mentioned it, but you should have all jumped. It's clear, without this nekuda, that gematrius and gufei are much more important. And pesachim, they were brought out, they specialize in bringing out their insignificance, lulei this point. That's their significance. There are a lot of halachos in Torah. But these two, you hear in crystal clear form, that in the basic concepts of chokhmah, lulei this understanding of what chokhmah is, The Eish is Chochma Yiras Hashem. That's the Chochma of the Mahalach of bringing from Eilam Hazeh to Eilam Habo. If you don't have that,